Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Get to have a little fun today. We're going to talk about the Miss Montana Volunteer Organization and the pageants. A couple of guests in studio today just wrapped up their national pageant. So that'll be fun to talk about here, too. But this is the Miss Volunteer Montana program, too. And it's got a different focus, right? It's got very much a community focus. It's got very much a civic and a leadership focus, a character focus. And so we'll talk about that because, as we know today, our kids are facing a lot of challenges out there. How are they going to face that? Are we helping in any way? We'll talk about that, but we'll also talk about what you learn in these pageants and the people that you meet here and how you get inspired in the service projects, elders, and mental health. So Madeline and Michaela in studio today, and you guys are looking way, way good for 9 a.m. in the morning.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's Madeline Hoost.
Madeline Hoost.
Yeah, from Laurel. And Michaela Sparks from Sydney, Montana.
Yes.
So Miss Montana Teen Volunteer, yep. Michaela, and Miss Montana Volunteer, Madeline.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on that. You just got done. Both you guys just got, well, you're in March, Michaela, right?
Yeah. My nationals was in March.
Yeah. And your was just recently, wasn't it, Madeline?
Yes, just a couple weeks ago, actually.
So still fresh.
Definitely.
Talk about it.
It was a really amazing experience. I got to travel to Jackson, Tennessee, where I got to compete against the 49 other states. And that was truly an amazing experience. It's not just a competition. It's really a collaboration between 50 incredibly inspiring, hardworking, talented young ladies. And I feel incredibly blessed just to have gotten to take it all in and experience all of that.
Yeah, do you go back to, wow, my Laurel roots and here I am in Jackson, Tennessee, and you think about all those gals have similar stories as yours, don't they?
Definitely they do. And like you said, being from Laurel, Montana, you wouldn't think someone from such a small town would get to go do something so huge, you know? Representing such a small community on such a huge national stage, I think was just huge. It was huge for Laurel and huge for Montana.
Yeah, and you did a great job too, from what Jan's saying. Of course, you know, Jan Holden, who runs the program, she just loves you guys to death, by the way. She does. Hey, Michaela Sparks, talk about your experience. That was in March, and in chatting with you, you guys rented a van and you took a crowd.
We did, yeah.
It was honestly a lifetime an experience of a lifetime. Like, it was one of the best experiences I think I'm ever going to get to go to. It was nice because I got to spend a lot of time with my family in our Airbnb with all the people who traveled with me, my best friends, Cade, my family, my sisters. And then I also got to spend like an equal amount of time with the national title holders. And it was so nice to just get to like experience and build that relationship with them and get to compete on stage, you know, experience like the huge crowd, all the judges walking the runway. It was really just an amazing experience. And I wish I could go back, actually, and redo it all and just experience it again.
How do you do that? How do you cement those memories in your mind and from what you learned? It takes perspective. It takes some time sometimes as well. But how do you hang on to this moment?
Honestly, I don't really know. Like, I just be there in the moment. And then, like, when it's all over, I just kind of think back to, like, everything we did. Like the week after, everything we did and talked about and all the people that we met. I don't know. It's not like super burned into my brain, but I remember everything for the most part.
Inspirational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I've been taking in all of those memories as well. And just on top of that, the lasting relationships, I think, is how you really remember things as well. For instance, I have contact with all of the girls that I competed with, young women I competed with. Uh-huh. And truly, those lasting relationships are what makes the memory worth it. And that's kind of what keeps the memory going for all of us. It was really a showcase of all of us, not just a competition or not just a pageant. It was a showcase of what really makes the young women of America so strong and so resilient. So getting to talk to those young women every day now and have them as part of your life, I think is what keeps that memory going for me. And I think Michaela would definitely agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree. That was well said.
What makes the young women of America, as you're saying, so strong or resilient? How would you describe the women of your generation and how they came to be that way?
you would be really surprised at how hardworking and resilient our generation is. I think a lot of times, just in general in our world right now, there's a narrative of negativity. Mm-hmm. And when you have that narrative, you don't necessarily see all of the perspective, the whole scope of people of our generation. Like, for instance, a lot of us are in school and working full time. For instance, me, I'm in school part-time. I work full-time in a lockdown Alzheimer's dementia unit, and I'm also a homeowner. So there are a lot of really, really hardworking, really, really resilient young women throughout the country. A lot of them, you know, a lot of the women that I competed with had master's degrees. There were several who were homeowners. There were several who owned businesses, several who had nonprofits and charity organizations. So you'd really be amazed at just the caliber of young women in this competition nationally. And to even qualify for the state pageant, you have to have a community service initiative that you're doing for your community. So even before you get to the national level at the state pageant, you'll see so many hardworking young women who are, you know, competing and present there.
Michaela, go ahead and follow up on that. In terms of you're an inspiration and they're an inspiration as well. You try to learn, but at the same time be a mentor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with teens, I feel like it's a little bit different because mm-hmm. we're still kind of learning where we're going. You know, not most of the teens have either just started college or just got through high school. So they're still trying to like navigate where they want to go in life, but I feel like a lot of it's like Madeline said, like people are really determined to just get to what they want. So they have to work hard for it. And we may not be homeowners, but we have a lot of responsibility still. We have a lot of community service that we have to attend to. And honestly, like nobody feels like obligated to do these things because we love doing it.
And, you know, we're kind of talking right into this here, too. There's a lot of other aspects here, the scholarships, the performances, the interviews and things like that. But we're kind of getting right into how today's kids are viewed by an older generation versus, like you said, you'd be surprised to know how hardworking we are. How does that make you feel that you think we'd be surprised? How does that make you feel that the connotation for your generation is not, I guess, I mean, I don't even know how to ask this question, but how does that make you feel that we have to think higher of our kids, I guess?
Well, I don't think it's just our kids. I think it's everyone as a whole right now. I think generally society is pretty negative right now. It's not just us. It's not your generation to blame. It's not my generation to blame. I think it's just society as a whole. We've gotten to be very negative and focusing on everything bad that's going on in the world that we don't necessarily hone in and focus on all of the great things that are going on around us.
Well, it almost relieves me to hear you say that. I mean, it's a good perspective. Do you want to share anything on that, Michaela?
What Madeline said, honestly, yeah, it was a great outlook. Like when older people like think they have to look higher, like expect more out of us. Sometimes it makes me feel bad because I'm like, a lot of our generation nowadays, like they have a hard work ethic. It's just hard to find jobs and, you know, things to do, especially like if you're from a small community, like where I'm from, it's really hard to find jobs or honestly things that are just fun to do around town because there's not much to do. But like when you come to Billings, there's so many opportunities, so many community service projects that you could do and try to just involve the community. So it's a lot easier, honestly, depending on like where you live.
Thank you for those answers. I appreciate that because there's always a generation gap, but it's probably a little more overblown than we really recognize because of all the kids that we have in this studio here, FFA kids, 4-H kids, you know, like yourself. And I'm calling you kids, but you guys are young ladies, you're adults. And so forgive me for that. But I get inspired by you guys when you come in and you talk like the responsible way. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for letting us know, look, we're going to be a different generation, but we're okay, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm going to move from that where we at. I got time. The inspirational part of this is what I love. Why are you doing it? How do you value what you have to share for others?
So a lot of our why is educationally related. So my why is my education. This is a scholarship organization that helps provide, you know, different scholarships for ambitious, hardworking young women who are trying to get themselves through college. But then my education also ties into my SURF project. So for me, I'm studying psychology, and why I'm studying psychology is so I can better help the senior community, especially in, you know, rural communities like we're in. There is a lack of care for our senior community. We've seen, you know, over time things have gotten more and more difficult, especially since COVID. There's a huge gap in healthcare and healthcare funding right now as well. A lot of people would be really surprised to find out that 1 in 10 seniors over the age of, you know, 64 will experience abuse in their lifetime, as well as 1/2 of people with Alzheimer's dementia. So for me, my big why is spreading that awareness. What are the causes of this in our community? How can each individual step up and make a change? So for me, that's my why, and that why fuels both my SURF project and my education as well.
Madeline Hoost again from Laurel, Miss Montana Volunteer for 2025. New pageant upcoming. It's going to be next weekend, July 17th, 18th, and 19th so in Dawson, Dawson County High School. So you'll relinquish your crowns to the next pageant winners. That's pretty cool. I want to talk about you know, this, how this year has been as well. But Michaela Sparks again with us from Sydney, Montana, Miss Montana Teen Volunteer. I kind of want to give you that chance to follow up on that as well.
Well, like Madeline said, this program is a lot of scholarship based, and it really helps with your education. But I joined this pageant because I want to make a difference in the world. You know, the last 4 years that I've done this pageant, it's really been like eye opening. You know, I've become like way more confident in myself, and I really want other girls to other young women to understand like how much you can grow from this program. Because I started off as like not really confident, like, oh gosh, can I really do this? Like, I've never done a pageant. I mean, it's way different than dance that I've done for so many years. But then I did it and I'm like, holy cow, this is like a game changer. I feel so much better. Like, I can do anything after I've done this. And I want other girls to experience that same thing. You know, people who are like self-doubting themselves, who don't feel as confident, like, you can do this, because honestly, you just have to put yourself out there. You know, and that's what really changed for me, is like this program is just amazing. Like, I've grown so much as a person, and I just want everyone to really also grow as a person.
Yeah.
Really find something that they're passionate about to talk about, because we have our SERV initiatives, and mine's been mental health awareness. And it's like, it's such an important thing to me, because I've experienced so much around myself and I've seen so much happen that I'm like, I want other people to talk about things that they're passionate about to really make a difference in the world and change other people's minds, or just really give them a better outlook on things.
In studios, Madeline Hoost, Miss Volunteer Montana, Miss Montana Volunteer, and Michaela Sparks is Miss Montana Teen Volunteer. Madeline's from Laurel, Montana, with an advocacy for elders, and Michaela, it's her SURF project is on mental health, and from Sydney, and is Michaela, and from Laurel is Madeline. Thank you guys again for being here. You look marvelous, by the way, too. You just you just get used
you.
To it, don't you?
Thanks,
putting the sash
do.
On, and,
yeah,
and,
definitely,
yeah, and representing. So thanks for coming in today. Let's talk about some of the fun things. All right, we did get on the generational and the responsibility that's on you guys, and don't waste any time fixing things that we have goofed up for you. Okay. But let's talk about pageant week, what that's like for especially some of the new participants, because you guys have programs, teen, you have how many programs do you have?
We have Miss, we have teen, preteen, and then we have our Little Miss program. So we've got a whole range of ages. So anywhere from, what's the youngest we do?
I think it was like 8.
We have anywhere from 8 to about 26, right?
Yeah.
So we have a huge group of ages in there. It's really even a generational thing within the program.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty insane, you know, the range that we have there.
Madeline Hoost. And now, Michaela, what are those Little Misses experiencing this week?
They're experiencing a ton. You know, they get to learn, like, the fitness. They get to do their evening gown walk. They get to have a talent, and then they get to do opening and closing number. They really get to spend a lot of time with us. We do a lot of group activities, and then they all spend time together. And I think it's really a great experience for them to branch out and meet all these new girls that they've never met and spend time with them, you know, get them out of their comfort zone. Yeah, I'm really excited for them to get to experience it and keep on experiencing it the more years that they do it, because it's a great opportunity, and it really builds relationships So I can't see. I can't wait to see like where they go.
Yeah.
After this week,
it's difficult at times, though, too, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
Because they'll. It's emotional, right?
It definitely is.
Yeah. Yeah. So yes. how do you manage all that?
So there's definitely a lot of mentorship there with the kids. It's not as emotional for the kids as I'd say it is the teens and misses, because they're not necessarily stressed. They're just excited to be there.
Yeah.
I think the most we deal with the kids is the high energy, just teaching them the routines. And some of them, it's their first time on stage. So it's a lot of excitement. Not only that, they get to spend time with, you know, Miss Montana and Teen Miss Montana. And there's just so much excitement and there's so much love there. So, yeah, we definitely just have to kind of keep things under wraps sometimes with the kids. But overall, we just focus on having a lot of fun with them and just building that experience and being good mentors to them.
Madeline Hoost again, and Michaela Sparks. Michaela, what were you most excited about then? And what are you most excited about now?
When I was competing, I was most excited to be on stage. I love being on stage. Like, I feel so great when I'm on stage. I feel confident. I feel like a powerhouse.
Nice. Good.
But going into this week, I'm so excited to meet all the girls. I'm so excited to see how far they've grown since either the first year they've done it or every single year that they've done it. I can't wait to see what like they bring to the table, because I know they're going to do amazing. The teen, the miss, and the preteen and the little miss, no matter what. And I'm really excited to bond with them, because these relationships honestly last you a lifetime. Like, I can't even tell you how many pageant girls I talked to from nationals and from the state pageant that I've done the last 3 years. You know, they really become like a sister to you. And I just can't wait to keep that relationship going this week, get to learn new things about them, and then see where they go after the pageant's over.
Madeline, you're shaking your head yes on that. And it seems kind of unique, because a lot of times you'll go to a national event and you don't create bonds that last like this. But both you guys are saying that this kind of sisterhood, so to speak, seems to be very strong.
Yes, I think it's definitely a different experience, because a lot of us are going there for the experience, for the sisterhood. It is, at the end of the day, a competition, but at the same time, a lot of us have the mindset of 1 in 50 women who are there is going to walk away with a crown, but all 49 of the rest of us can also still walk away with, you know, all of these sisters, like she said, sisterhood, all of these sisters that we've met throughout this event, and these are people that we can be friends with in the future and also network with. You know, having that many strong, powerful people in the same room together, you meet a ton of people who are very beneficial for your future.
What does it take to win a pageant?
I think, first and foremost, confidence, I would say, is the most important thing for winning a pageant. And also direction. You have to know who you are as a person and where you want to go with things, because they're looking for someone who, you know, not only can wear a crown and wear a dress and do a dance on stage, they're looking for someone who can represent our community very, very well and strongly, and someone who has aspirations and goals and wants to do something important with their career and their future as well.
Michaela, sort of the same question. Is there you want to add to that? What does it take, or what did it take for you? Confidence was a really good, and then direction. I mean, those are a couple of really good answers. I don't know if you can add to that, but what do you think it takes to win and be successful?
Honestly, support. Yeah. Like, you really can't get anywhere without people around you who just love you and just want to see you go great places. Like, I had an amazing support system. I had my mom, my dad, my siblings. I have a twin brother and three sisters. So I had a lot of people, you know, my grandparents and my best friends and Cade. And honestly, like, if you don't have a good support system, like, it's really hard. Like, your mental health, you can really struggle, you know, to get to the next day and just keep on going if you do not have a good support system. So like Madeline said, the confidence and everything like that, but also the support system, because it's honestly so hard to do it if you don't have a good one.
Really good, solid answers there. So I'll ask you, Madeline, what, as you hand over this crown to the next pageant winner, and they will reign for the year, what will you tell them about your experience? What will be, and maybe you've thought about this, or maybe you'll just sort of let it happen, and, you know, depends on who it is, but what is going to be your speech, so to speak?
I would definitely say just to take in every moment, live boldly, make bold choices, do all the things that you want to do. Don't be afraid of going out there and doing the absolute most you can with the title. This isn't about just our reign or just about you know, my reign or Michaela's reign. This program is truly a legacy. So you'll see even the women who participated 4 years ago are still within the organization. They're still helping. They're still there during the pageant week. So as I hand off my crown and my reign is ending, my experience within the organization is not. So for us, this is all about building a legacy and all about building a community of hard work and volunteerism.
Yeah. You know, and I'll add to that, and I'll ask you the same question, Michaela, but the Miss Montana Volunteer Program broke away from the National Miss America Program about 4 years ago, and it had to do with the direction, I think, of the program and the values that were espoused there. And the Miss Montana and the Miss America Volunteer Program has really flourished. It has really done been successful in the last 4 years. And so Michaela Sparks, who is Miss Montana Teen Volunteer this year. Congratulations on that. What are you going to say as you hand over your crown?
I'm going to say to take in every moment. You know, like this last year flew by so fast and I just can't believe it's already over in a week.
Oh, yeah.
But to just take in every moment and don't hesitate to do the things that you want to do. You know, you sit there thinking about everything you want to do, but then it's like, am I actually going to do all that? Like on the dates that I want? And you can definitely do that. But sometimes you just got to go with the flow and, you know, take what you get, you're given and stuff. So definitely just take it all in. Don't waste a moment like regretting any decision that you've made, because moving forward, like that's not going to affect you as much as you think it would.
What do you tell somebody who's thinking about being a part of a pageant?
So if you're thinking about being part of a pageant, if you're seriously considering it, you might as well just throw yourself in there and just do it. If you're thinking about it, definitely just do it, because, you know, the worst that could happen is not winning. But then at the same time, you get all of that experience of, you know, learning how to talk to people, building that confidence on stage, building that sisterhood of friends, and you can always compete the next year as well. So if you're thinking about, you know, anytime you're trying something new, if you're seriously considering it, there's no reason not just to jump in and try.
You'll probably say the same thing, Michaela.
Oh, yeah.
Just do it, right?
Yeah, just do it. Yeah. You know,
let's go for it.
You learn so many things from the week, from the people. Like, it's not a decision you'd regret.
Were you hesitant a little bit? And was there somebody who said, come on, Michaela, just do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was very hesitant. But then once I did it, I'm like, why did I even hesitate? Yeah. Like, this is the best thing ever.
Madeline, how about you too? Just a little.
For me, I'm very much a just go for it type of person. Yeah. I had very little pageant experience actually before this. I'd only ever participated in one other pageant in my life, but I got asked to participate and I was like, you know what? This sounds really like a great opportunity. It was 2 weeks before the pageant and I was like, you know, let's go for it. And I did, and it all worked out fabulous.
I'm so excited to have you guys come in studio and meet you and hear your answers. Honestly, I'm just kind of just responding off the cuff here, but very inspiring. As people look at our next generation, there's a lot of reason to be as positive as they can.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
So congratulations. Have fun.
Thanks for
being in studio. Good luck. Cosmetology school wrapping up in a little bit for Michaela Sparks. And psych school won't wrap up in too much of a hurry for you.
No, not wrapping up soon. But.
All right, congratulations.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.